I'm not sure if it's harder for a baby to have major surgery or adults like us. Little Jamie, well, he was not even a year old, but he had to undergo heart surgery, which I associate kind of with older people. Jamie was a nephew of one of our team members, and she was from Australia. The miles made it pretty tough on her, so we all joined her in praying for this little guy so far away. And thankfully, Jamie came through with flying colors. His heart was fixed. It was a tough operation, but it had to be done. See, Jamie, they said, had a hole in his heart. And you can't just leave it that way. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about heart holes. It's understood that a hole in the human heart is serious business, and that you have to take corrective action to get it fixed, right? Well, thank God there are surgeons with the ability to do just that. But when it comes to emotional holes and the spiritual holes in the human heart, it's amazing how many people are walking around with that heart condition totally untreated. But like its physical equivalent, a hole in your heart spiritually will greatly limit what your life could be. And one day, it'll cost you your life. The good news is there's a surgeon who repairs the spiritual hole in the human heart. He's done it for many people, and he's done it for a long time. Our word for today from the Word of God, John chapter 4. It's a story out of Jesus' life. It's noon. It's hot. And Jesus stops at a well for a meeting that it turns out God has arranged. And the woman arrives at the well with her water pot to get another day's supply. She has no idea Jesus knows all about her. She's a woman with a past, a reputation, a lot of mistakes, a lot of men in her life. And as the conversation proceeds, she's forced to admit that she's been divorced 5 times and she's currently living with another guy. Her life has been an endless search for love and fulfillment in a series of unfulfilling relationships. She's got a hole in her heart that's never gone away. Maybe like you. Well, Jesus addresses it in a disarming way by comparing it to the physical thirst that brings her to the well every day. Verse 13 of chapter 4, he says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Thirsty again. You know, that's a word picture for our lifelong search for something that will quench the thirst in our soul, to fill that hole in our heart. It could be that every relationship, every accomplishment, every religion has left you thirsty again. Listen to Jesus' offer. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Who needs all these trips to wells that never fill you up when Jesus could put a spiritual and emotional spring inside you that will finally quench your thirst? All our lives, it's our Creator we've been thirsty for because of all the me-first, sinful choices of our life that have cut us off from the one who made us, whose love we were made for. All our garbage was heaped on Jesus when he went to the cross to pay for your sin and mine so we could finally find that peace-giving relationship with God that we've needed all along. It's a relationship that's within your reach right now. If you'll tell Jesus you want him to be your Savior from your sin, that woman we just read about did not have meeting the Savior on her list that day, and you probably didn't either. But Jesus met her where she was, which is what he's doing with you right now. And so today could be your last trip to wells that never satisfy. Would you tell him, Jesus, if you died for me, I know I can trust you with my life. I need my sins erased from God's book. Come into my life today. I'm putting all my trust in you. Our website, anewstory.com, can help you land this for sure. Anewstory.com. See, Jesus is the only heart surgeon who can finally repair the lifetime spiritual hole in your heart. Why go one more day with this emptiness inside when the Son of God has come to fill it forever?